You're listening to SBS News.
In the picturesque countryside of Norfolk, England, Blickling Hall has withstood the test of time. The coronavirus pandemic caused tours to come to a grinding halt.
A magnificent house, 55 acres of garden, a wonderful lake, and goodness me, we will revisit this and have a real look later on in detail.
The 17th century red brick mansion is a cultural heritage site. It sits on the foundations of an historically precious manor. The original manor was thought to have been the birthplace of Anne Boleyn, former Queen of England and second wife of King Henry VIII, who had Anne beheaded in 1536. Today, Blickling Hall is owned by the National Trust, Europe's largest conservation charity. The National Trust's Kenny Gray says there are countless reasons his charity looks after the building.
Well, this is like a five-star Michelin restaurant. There's wool, there's silks, there's you name it. It's a smorgasbord of all sorts of goodies.
Such goodies include a tapestry depicting Peter the Great of Russia triumphing over the Swedes in 1709, which was a gift from Russia's Catherine the Great in the 1760s. Inside Blickling Hall is a counterpane, thought to be one of only two surviving pieces from Queen Anne's throne canopy. The Jacobean mansion is also home to one of the most historically significant collections of manuscripts and books in England. But as the UK experienced COVID-19 lockdowns, animals around the kingdom were given a chance to venture where they normally couldn't. Goats were spotted wandering through Welsh streets, a herd of deer grazed on the lawns of London's housing estates, and inside Blickling Hall, moths were no longer disturbed by visitors. Ellie Hobbs from the National Trust says the common house moths are having a feeding frenzy on the rug in the state bedroom, as well as other fabrics all around the mansion.
They like quiet, dark spaces, and with no visitors coming through, it's been the perfect environment for them just to hunker down and sadly eat through our carpets if we'd allow it.
As well as lockdowns, the mild winter and early spring weather conditions have boosted the pest numbers to record levels. The National Trust estimates that during the pandemic, moth populations across its properties have grown by 11%. But now, staff at Blickling Hall are fighting back with microscopic wasps.
These wasps are already used in the UK. They are native. When we hope to get visitors back, they don't sting. You won't even see them. They're 0.5 of a millimetre.
Conservationists will be trialling the release of the wasps as a form of pest control. They lay their eggs inside the moth eggs, killing them before they get the chance to nibble on another priceless tapestry or artwork. The wasps come in credit card-sized hatcheries and will be deployed in their thousands. That will be in combination with female moth pheromones released to confuse male moths and reduce their chance of finding a mate. If the trial is a success in Norfolk, the plan is to roll the wasps out to other National Trust properties throughout the UK and protect more valuable heritage. Tysock Husey, SBS News.